Thank you, Father. We thank you for this evening. And Father, we come before you with our declarations. I decree and declare that our future is now. I decree and declare that our destiny is sealed by the blood of the Lamb and we are blessed. I decree and declare the Lord will bless our bread and water and take sickness away from our life. I decree the Lord and declare the Lord will bless our food and protect us from illness. I decree and declare that God will bless our eyes to see and bless our ears to hear. I decree and declare the body you have created for us is blessed and that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. I decree and declare we are filled with your glory and presence. I decree and declare we are predestined by God to become the image of your Son. I decree and declare the manifestations of the Word of God is in our life and in our mouth, for we will speak to his Word. And we will speak his word. I decree and declare we are the lender and not the borrower. I decree and declare we are set free, washed, and purified by the blood of the Lamb. I decree and declare whatever was lost has been found through Christ Jesus. I decree and declare a merry heart heals our soul and is medicine to our bones. I decree and declare great is the peace of our children and they are taught of the Lord. I decree and declare your word flows to every organ of our body, bringing healing and health. I decree and declare for poverty, you have given us wealth, and for sickness, you have given us health. I decree and declare it has been given to us, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into our bosom. I decree and declare we sow bountifully, and therefore we will reap bountifully. I decree and declare I give cheerfully, we all give cheerfully, and that God has made all grace abound towards us, and having sufficiency in all things, I do abound in every good work. I decree and declare the Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want, and there is no lack in us. I decree and declare we are partakers of his divine nature, and I decree and declare we shall live and we shall not die. Prophetess Darlene, open up the lines, please, that we can speak in our heavenly language.
I mean, I haven't heard anything nice about that.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Psalm 63. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for another day that you have made. I thank you for this opportunity to come before you, lifting up my voice. We are lifting up our voices in prayer and thanksgiving, God, giving you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives and the lives of your people. And we bless you, Father. We thank you, Father. We are grateful, Father, for your mercy, your goodness, your love and your loving kindness, God, for your salvation, God, for your pity upon us, all of us, God, for your provisions and your blessings, God. We give you glory, honor, and praise. And I thank you for each and every prophetess on the line, God, this morning. Thank you for the company of prophets, God. I ask you to bless them on this new day, December 24th, the day before we celebrate your birthday, God, but we know that it's not actually your birthday. But we thank you, God, for this Christmas season, this Christmas celebration. And God, I ask you to please remember the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah while they are on their journey, relaxing, God, and receiving much revelation from you, God. Oh, we look forward to their return, God, and all that the Master Prophet has to share of the visions and revelations that you have placed in his spirit, oh God. God, I ask you to bless your people in a mighty way. Bless those who are on the line listening in, God. Bless them with a peaceful holiday. Bless their families, God. Bless their homes, God. Give them comfort, God. Prosper them. Give them peace. And those who are sick and ill in their body, God, heal them. We know your healing is great, God, and merciful, God. And I ask you to remember each and every person on the sick list, God, whose names were called, God, and those who weren't called but might be suffering in their bodies, God. God, perform your healing. Thank you, Father, for your healing. And God, I just thank you for my own healing. And I thank you just for your grace, God, and your love, your protection, God. And I offer up thanksgiving to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you that I'm able to come into your presence to give you praise and honor and worship you, Lord. I thank you for Master Prophet Ebenard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for them being a yes to ministry and to globalize the prophetic. I thank you for poem and prophecology that's quickly approaching us. I thank you for all the people that's on the sick list, that you're going to totally heal them and restore them, Lord, so they can continue to serve you. I thank you for Prophetess Barbara Tucker, and I lift her up, and DJ Q and all of her associates. Protect them, Lord, as they are in Spain. I thank you for the mothers of the church, Mother Jordan and Mother Barian and Mother Gladys Austin, and all the mothers around the world. Keep them lifted up as well, Lord. Thank you for all the children worldwide. Give them a hedge of protection while they're out on a vacation from colleges and secular schooling. Thank you for their parents, that they teach them in the way that they should go. Thank you for your word, the Bible. I thank you for your wisdom, clarity, and being able to restore us in all areas of our life. I thank you for your loving kindness and your mercy. I thank you that we're able to turn this morning into dancing and praising you, Father. I thank you for your Holy Spirit showing up and showing out within the hospital rooms, healing, your healing power, God. I thank you that they're already healed as they receive you, believing and receiving according to their faith. I thank you for granting us peace, a fresh wind of peace into our homes. And I thank you for just caring for each and every one of us worldwide and delivering the resources and the people to show up in the different areas of California and St. Martin and Puerto Rico and New York and Texas and all the other states and countries that you know of, Lord, that needs assistance. I thank you for who you are. I love you to life. In Jesus' almighty name, I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. These things I command you, that you love one another. John 15:11, 13, and 17. Father, show us today, your people, your need to be loved. Give us your eyes to set them as you do, and fill me with your spirit as so I overflow with your love. Empower us with your love selflessly, with compassion. Lord God, we want to thank and praise your name for just giving us the ability to come to your throne of grace as humbly as we know how, Lord God, to lift up your name, oh dear God, to give you the glory and the honor and the praise that you awesome deserve, oh dear God. We want to thank and praise your name for the people that were listed on the prayer list and those names that have been omitted, oh Father God. But Lord God, you know each and every one of us, because Lord God, you have made us in the likeness and image of you, oh Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for your healing virtue. We thank you for the favor and your mercy that you continue to bestow upon us, Father God. I thank you and I praise your holy and righteous name, Lord God, because you are our El Shaddai. You keep us on one accord, Lord God. I thank you for just continue to bring marriages together and keeping them on one accord, oh dear God, that they will continue to have peace and tranquility, oh Father God. Lord God, I thank you for the hedge of protection that you continue to bestow upon our children, oh Father God, especially in this season, Lord God, when they are being bullied, oh Father God. Bless them so that they can be powerful, dear God, to stand up against any evil that may come to them, oh dear God. Because, Lord God, you said that no weapon formed against us shall prosper in this season, Lord God. But give us our children that strength, oh dear God, so that they will not be depressed, that they may not want to commit suicide, oh Father God. And bless those families that are dealing with that right now and that have to bury their children for this holiday season, Lord God. We thank you in advance, oh dear God, for the blessings that you continue to bestow upon us, oh dear God, that you continue to give us strength, oh dear God, that you would continue to give us consolation, oh dear God, and comfort, Lord God. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, oh dear God, for being our paracletos, oh Father God, to give us the strength to do your will, to walk in that way, Father God. We thank you for opening up our spiritual eyes, oh Father God, and our spiritual ears so that we can hear and see you more clearly, Lord God. We thank you in advance, oh Father God, for all the blessings that you continue to bestow upon the company of prophets, oh dear God, and those that are in the background that are listening, Lord God. We lift them up, oh dear God. We ask that you put a special anointing upon them, oh dear God. Fill their cups so that they could continue to run over, so that the people can get the overflow of the blessings that you continue to build within us, Lord God. We thank you in advance for our prophet, Ebonar Jordan, oh dear God, and our pastor, leading lady, Deborah Jordan, oh Father God, that you will continue to give them rest, peace, and tranquility, and the rest that they need to continue to globalize the prophetic, oh Father God. We bless each and every prophet that's on the line that continue to be faithful to your will, Lord God. We thank you for the open doors. We thank you for the restoration. We thank you for debt cancellation. And we thank you for the right relationship that you continue to bestow upon us. And we thank you for the new ideas, the creative ideas that will bring us wealth in this season. Because, Lord God, you said you have given us all the ability to obtain wealth. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and give thee thanks. Amen.
Amen. And great is the Lord. And he is worthy to be praised. And Father, we give you the glory and we give you the highest praise. We say hallelujah to you, Father, this evening, God. And we thank you, Father God, as we're coming to the closing of 2017. We thank you, Father God, because we have great expectations for 2018, God. And we thank you, Father God, that thus far you've brought us thus far, God. And we continue in faith and by faith, God, that we shall cross over, God, and we shall cross over into the promises of God. We shall cross over into the blessings. We shall cross over into the renewal. God, we shall cross over, Father God, with a mighty hand, God, and that you will deliver us, Father God, from all the challenges that we have faced in 2017. We thank you, God, that this will be a good year, a year of restoration for your people, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're fine-tuning, Father God, your church and your people, Father. And we pray, Father God, and we lift up one another. We lift up the brethren, God, and that we pray for one another, God, that we will be strong in the Lord, God, and in the power of his might. And we thank you, Father God, that you're giving us a new day, God, and we're creating a clean heart within us and renewing a right spirit within us, God, and you're rebuilding the foundation, Father God. We pray for salvation, Father God, for those that are not saved. We pray for rededication and commitment for those, God, that have slipped or have faded away or have lost hope, God. But Father, we thank you that you are the God, a wheel in the middle of the wheel, and you're bringing everything back around full circle, God. And we thank you, Father God, that you are God, that you are mindful of men, God. We thank you that you're forgiving, and therefore there is no condemnation in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for this great nation. Make this nation great again, a nation under God, Father God. We ask, Father God, that you bring salvation from the bottom up, God. We ask, Father God, that you clean the White House out and bring salvation, Father God, in the White House, Father God. We ask, God, that you shed light, Father God, on dark places and the dark crevices, Father God, in our government. Father God, expose, Father God, what needs to be exposed. Bring to light, Father God. Cast down, Father God, everything, God, that hinders and that brings, Father God, slavery and Father God, bondage, Father. We thank you, Father God, because he that the Son sets free is free indeed, God. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you for the foundation, Father God, of our forefathers, God. We thank you for the pillars and the ancestors. We call on the great I am this evening, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, that we are being renewed right now, God, and being restored, God. We thank you, Father God, for elevation, and that you're bringing your people, Father God,
higher and higher, God, in word, in deed, God, and fill us with your spirit, God. Renew a right spirit, God. Father, we just thank you, Father God, for your glory this evening, God. We thank you for the renewed strength for your people, God. We thank you, Father God, for deliverance, Father God, and that you're setting the captive free, God, and delivering those that are bound, God. We thank you, God, that you're bringing us out with a mighty hand and bringing us out of the miry clay, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're giving us new dreams, new visions, Father God, and new insight, God. Endue us with power, Father God, while we wait in Judea, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, Father God, for the blessings, God, upon your people, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're renewing, God, and destroying every yoke and breaking every yoke, God. We thank you that you're setting us up on high, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're calling forth, the women, God, and the Deborahs, the prophetic utterances, Father God, shall destroy yokes, and the bands of wickedness, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're calling the Annas, the intercessors, the evangelists, God. We thank you that you're bringing the women forward, Father God, and they are on the front line of the battlefield. And we thank you, Father God, that you're doing a new thing, and it shall spring forth right now in the name of Jesus, God. We call upon you this evening, God, and we thank you for your saving grace and your saving power. We thank you, Father God, for the God of all nations, God. You said every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord, God. We pray, Father God, for salvation, God. We pray for a hedge of protection around our cities and our states and our country, Father, in every city, God, in every metropolitan area. We pray for those states and those cities and those countries been devastated. We ask for restoration this evening. We pray that you will cover New York, God. We pray that you will cover Los Angeles, San Francisco, God, Philadelphia, Father God, Chicago, God. We pray for peace, God. And Father God, we thank you that your word, that it's already written and it is settled. And we thank you, Father God, by grace, Father God, and your mercy and your love, God, that you will renew us and bring us into a new day. And we give you the glory, the honor, and praise. Amen.
Amen and amen. Father God, we give thee all honor and we give thee praise and we thank you because this is the day that you have made and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, that as we approach this Christmas day, oh God, that we thank you for helping us to remember that your dear Lord Jesus came here on earth and dwell amongst us. We thank you, oh God, that he is indeed Emmanuel, God with us. And we thank you, God, that since you Emmanuel, God with us, that we need to not to fear nor worry. We thank you, God, for that. And we thank you, God, that you are more than all that come against us, oh God. And thank you, God, for fulfilling our hearts with your great confidence and hope for the Redeemer's sake, oh God. We thank you, Almighty God, for your only Son. And we thank you, God, that we continue to, that every day be like a rejoice of Christmas in our lives, each and every day. We thank you, God, for that. And we thank you, God, for our leader. We thank you, God, for our leader, Master Prophet, and the leading lady prophetess, Deborah Jordan, God. And we thank you, God, for all your leaders all over the world, that you will continue to give them direction in their lives and in the lives of your people, God. Continue to keep them faithful, God, to their loved ones and family and wives and staff as well, God, and your people. We thank you, God. And God, we thank you, dear Lord, also for giving hope amongst the communities that was affected, oh God, that went through devastation, God. We thank you so much for granting them safety, and we thank you, God, for giving them unshakable peace, God. And God, we thank you, God, for this midnight cry, oh God. We thank you, God, for keeping us in our right minds, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, that we are prosperous, and we thank you, God, that we are above only, oh God. And we thank you, God, for lighting the burdens of all who are oppressed, God. We thank you, God, for that, oh God. And we thank you, God, that you are our sovereign protector, God. And we thank you, God, that we for enlightening our understanding, God, and inflaming and purifying our bodies, oh God. We thank you, God, for that. We thank you, God, for traveling mercies, oh God, and keeping us safe and protecting us, oh God, air, land, or sea. We thank you, God, that keeping us mindful that you are with us and mindful of your presence and your love, and bringing us home safe and sound, God, and keeping our keeping us safe from accidents and harm to our bodies and to our souls. We thank you, God, for that. We thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, over our children, our loved ones, and all around us, oh God. We thank you. And we thank you, God, for your healing power, God. We thank you, God, for healing the youth, God. We thank you, God, for all who have suffered asthma, sickness, any form of disease, God. We thank you, God, for healing them right here, right now, this day, God, that it will be no more, God, no more tears. We thank you, God, for that. We thank you, God, for also fulfilling their hearts and our hearts with your goodness and your love, oh God. We thank you, God, for that, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown and to the bottom of the soles of our feet. We thank you, God, for teaching us how to eat. We thank you, for teaching us what to eat. We thank you, God, for just keeping us in your protected arm, God. And we thank you, God, for the overflow, oh God. We thank you, God, for you are with us. And we thank you, God, truly, that you is and always will be. And we thank you, God, that whoever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned. The enemy scatters. In the name of the Father and of the Son and your precious Holy Ghost, in Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Then I thought, to this I will appeal, the years when the Most High stretched out his hand. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will consider all your works and meditate on all your mighty deeds. Your ways, God, are holy. What God is as great as our God? You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the people. With your mighty arm, you redeemed your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. The water saw you, God. The water saw you and withheld. The very depths were convulsed. The clouds poured down water. The heavens resounded with thunder. Your arrows flashed back and forth. Your thunder was heard in the whirlwind. Your lightning lit up the world. The earth trembled and quaked. Your path led through the sea, your way through the mighty waters, though your footprints were not seen. We thank you, God, that we are not fighting against humans. We are fighting against forces and authorities and against rulers of darkness and powers in the spiritual world. And we thank you, Father God, and we bless you that you've delivered us from the hand of every enemy and every foe. We bless you, O God, that in blessings you have blessed us. In multiplying, you have multiplied us and multiplied our seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. We thank you, God, for restoration and repair. We thank you, God, for the changing of the guards. We thank you, Lord God, for the transfer of authority. We thank you, Lord God, for the bait and switch. We thank you, Lord God, for the turnaround. We thank you, Lord God, for the reverse of the decision. We thank you, Lord God, for our shame we shall have the double portion. We shall have the double portion, and we receive it now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for the enemy shall not prevail. When the enemy comes in one way, he flees seven ways. We thank you, Lord God, that if the works of our hands are blessed, that the favor of the Lord God is upon us. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for your
blessing. We thank you, Lord God, for your advancement. We thank you, Lord God, for the promotion. We thank you, Lord God, for the elevation. We thank you, Lord God, for the double portion of your anointing. We bless you for our archbishop and our pastor. We thank you, Lord God, for the time of refreshing and rest as they sail on the high seas, Father God. Allow your glory to rest upon them even now. Greater revelation, greater anointing, greater strength. We thank you, God, for greater favor. The blood of Jesus cover them even now. Divine protection. We thank you, Lord God, that you bring them home safely. All those who are traveling this season, we decree protection, Lord God, favor and blessing. Bless your people this day, God. Everyone under the sound of our voice, everyone on this call, we bless every family, every home, every marriage, every child, every elder. We bless, Lord God, the finance, Lord God. We've given and it shall be given us good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into our bosom. We thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, people of God, we are glad to be here once again. We bless the name of the Lord for each of you on the call. We ask that you remain for the conclusion of our announcements as we will dismiss together. Amen. We want to review that we want you to consider sowing a seed of thanksgiving, amen, in this holiday season, amen. Archbishop, our beloved Archbishop, is the gift that keeps on giving, amen. And during this holiday season, we want to, amen, celebrate the opportunity to be able to gather every night to stand in prayer together in unity, to bring strength to your lives and healing and deliverance, amen. And we bless God for Archbishop and Pastor for this open door and this opportunity, amen. And we want to, amen, celebrate and thank God and show our gratitude by sowing a seed of any amount, amen, showing your appreciation. We don't want these calls to stop, amen. We don't want this brook to dry up. Amen. People are being helped. People are being healed. People are being delivered. People are being set free. Marriages are being restored. Amen. Lives are being saved. And we need you, amen, to sustain, amen, this open door with your seed. Amen. You can sow, amen, through texting. You can text your donation at 646-762-0433. Amen. Also, New Year's Eve service, oil mixing service, December 31st, 10 p.m. at the Eagles House. Amen. RSVP at 888-831-0434. Prophecology, 2018, February 23rd through the 26th, you must register at prophecology.com, amen, and fill out the form there and provide the required information, amen. Also, join Archbishop Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Saturday. Amen. Pop Life Radio every Monday through Friday, 12 noon. Amen. And at 8 p.m., join our very own Prophet Joshua, the eldest son of the Master Prophet and Pastor Deborah, teaching out of his soul. Amen. Blessing the people of God. Amen. If this is your main eat, you need to sow, amen, to sustain and to Amen. Give back and keep the doors open. Amen. Keep this food that is nourishing and empowering your life. Amen. I tell you, you can't go to Sunday school and to the winter revival, the fall revival, the summer, spring revival, and hear any of what you hear on these calls. I tell you, if you meet any man of God that has written over 2,000 books, amen, you better join that church. Amen. Bless you all. Did I cover all the announcements?
Yes.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you. And prophets, once again, I would be remiss to not thank you and to celebrate you and to show my gratitude for your stand, for your yes, for your commitment, for your faithfulness. Thank you, and happy holidays to each of you and yours and all of you on this call. Amen. God bless you is my prayer. And join us again for another Midnight Cry at midnight Eastern Standard Time. God bless.
God bless you.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.